Hello, witches, and welcome back to another episode of The Basic Witch. As always, I'm Cassie. Oh, we made it, guys. We made it through another week. I didn't think we would, but we did, and we are here. Can you believe we are on season 2, episode 15? Like, it's flying, even though I had to take that little hiatus. Like, it's flying, guys. We're really getting there, so today is kind of a special topic for me. I am obsessed with the moon, the phases, and everything about the moon. I just have always felt drawn to the moon. I'm going to tell you guys a little story. When I was little, every time we would drive at night, so let me back it up. We would take vacations every summer as a family, and we would leave at like midnight and start driving through, and we'd always go out west or down south or wherever. We spent a lot of time in Florida and a lot of time in Colorado. When I was a kid, like my summers were always out there. So we would leave at midnight and we would drive through the night. And for some reason, I was obsessed with looking out the window and I thought the moon followed me. I thought I was the chosen one and the moon followed me because everywhere I went, there it was. Like it was literally there everywhere. And my naive ass literally thought that the moon just stayed in one spot and, you know, whatever. I don't know what I thought, but honestly, I just thought the moon was following me. I thought I was special and that the moon was following me all around because it was always where I was. So that created this huge obsession with the moon. And ever since then, I've literally been obsessed with the moon. I love it. And I have this calling with the moon. I think that's why I'm always pulled towards silver more than I am gold. I don't know. I just have this obsession with the moon. It all started from being a kid thinking I was special and it followed me. I know now that I'm not special, which makes me sad. And it didn't follow me. That's just there, but I don't want to talk about that because I still feel a little, you know, shortchanged because I thought it was special. So, with that said, the point of today's episode is all about the moon and how to embrace the phases of the moon and harness the power from those different phases and put that into our craft and different times of the moon phases and cycles to do magic and how it'll affect our spell work. So, and different parts of it. I'm actually super excited about this, guys. I really didn't know when I first started out that there were so many different connections between the moon and the powers that it had for our different spells, and certain spells work better during the moon, you know, specific moon phases and things like that. So I'm really excited to share that with you guys because I was unaware of that when I first started, and I was just doing spells whenever the fuck I felt like it, which, by the way, you absolutely can. You do not have to wait for a specific moon phase. That's completely up to you. Because again, say it with me, there's no wrong way to be a witch. So yeah, you can totally do it however you want. These are just some suggestions and tips because this does make your spell work a little stronger if you do it during specific times. So we're going to talk about the different phases, what ones you can use, what types of spells are better in different ones. And then we are going to, at the end, I'm going to kind of go over a little checklist for prepping your spell and making sure that you've got everything down as far as what needs to happen, and then realizing that, you know, things are not going to happen immediately sometimes. It does take time. So we'll go over all that at the end. Before we do take the little break and dive in, though, I do want to tell you guys, obviously you guys know I work for Dollar General. I've talked about that a million times. Last night I was doing the party supply section and we just had a big reset in there. So I was putting out a bunch of new stuff. And I want to tell you guys, if you are searching for supplies for your craft or your altar or just candle, whatever it is, check out the fucking party supply section at Dollar General. Because listen here, I spent $7. Yeah, I think. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, $7. I got these really cute tiny little sparkler candles for $1. They are super cute. They literally like, I don't know, it's just like really thin. I don't even know how to describe how thin they are. They're like the, you know, the giant incense. They're about the width of the stick part of those. Or I guess the size of regular incense. Anyway, they're about that wide, but they sparkle. So when you light them, they kind of shoot out like a little sparkler and then they fade, but they're different colors. So these are great for you, witches on a budget like I am, or if you're, you know, a cheap witch and you want to save money. These are great because you can get the different colors, and I got like 12 here for $1, and these are great for different spells, for whatever, because, you know, sometimes we just can't afford to buy the spell candles and all the different colors for them and everything because it gets a little salty. So there's no issue with being cheap and buying, you know, like birthday candle type candles to do your magic, especially if you need colored ones. And they get, because they do get a little expensive. I also got the little bit bigger, taller, thicker ones. They are, I'd say, about as thick as an ink pen. I also got 12 of those each for $1 each, I think. Maybe these were $2. Yeah, these were $2 each for 12. They're a little bit thicker, but they also have different colors. There's a packs of pastel and packs of, like, the primary. They also come with gold in them, too, so they're really cool. And it's just nice to have those extra little candles because you never know what color. So the pastels also make it nice because sometimes we need, like, a lilac color. And when you order spell candles, you just get purple. So it's kind of nice. And then the final thing I got were these two bows. It's like a giant fucking bow of string, basically. But it's burlap, and they're really thick. These guys were $1 each, I think. I don't know if I did the math right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. So the larger candles were $2 for a pack of 12, and then everything else was $1. I got two of these burlap bows, and I'm going to pull the staple out of the middle and then use each of the strings separately for different things. They're really cool even if you're just going to decorate with them or if you're going to use them in your craft, but I want to make sure you guys are aware that that stuff is available at Dollar General. You can probably even find it in any party section at any, like, general store, like Walmart or Family Dollar or Dollar Tree. You do not have to spend out the ass to be a witch. Like, it's just, you don't have to do that. I know a lot of people think they have to go above and beyond. They have to buy all these special things and they have to spend all the money. And no, you don't have to be extravagant. You can literally rock it as a witch with just regular, cheap, do-it-yourself kind of shit. So, yeah. Also, we're going to be trying out some different theme songs coming up. If everything works out, there will be a little theme song break in this one. If not, it'll be next week. I'm working on it. I don't know. I figure it's time to add a little 10-second theme song in there somewhere. So, anywho, I'll be back in a second, and we will dive right into the moon phases and how to harness the power of the moon phases into your magic. All right. I'll be right back. And I'm back. Okay. So the four moon phases, the new moon, the waxing moon, the full moon, and the waning moon. And I'm not going to lie, I used to get super fucking confused on the waning and waxing part. And it really was a problem for several years. I used to confuse the two. Disclaimer, I am dyslexic, but I also have, like, really serious problems with my lefts and rights. Like, it's so bad. My husband, like, when we're driving and if I have to be the one giving directions, it's my way or your way. If I'm telling them to turn somewhere, it's like, turn my way or turn your way. Because lefts and rights are just really overwhelming for me. I don't know what it is, but I just can't deal with it. So, that made the waxing and waning moon very fucking hard for me to, like, grasp which was which. And I always confused them. And it was a whole situation. So, I'm not too embarrassed to tell that. I don't even care. So, the new moon, obviously, is when there is no fucking moon. It's very dark out. It's, you know, you can barely just see the outline of the moon sometimes at all. And I want to throw this out there before we start with any of this. It doesn't mean that it can only be done on specific days. The new moon is, yes, it's one specific day on the calendar, but it's a time period. The waxing moon is also a time period. The full moon is completely full for one day, but that is a period of a few days that you can do it around. It doesn't have to be that specific day. If you miss it on that specific day, it's not like you're completely fucked till next month. I mean, you can literally use the next day. It's fine. And the same with the waning moon. So it doesn't have to be exactly that fucking day, because the waning and waxing are actually a stretched out time period where the new moon and full moon are just more of a specific day. But again, you can use the whole time frame around it. It does not have to be on the 7th. You miss the full moon, you're fucked till next month. That's just not how it works. I mean, unless you want to work that way, that's on you. Some people are very, very overly cautious about wanting to make sure it's on that exact day. And that's completely fine, because again, there's no wrong way to be a witch. So if you want to be super sensitive about it and you want to be very strict with yourself, that's awesome that you have that control and that power to keep yourself super on it. So I'm proud of you for that. I do not. So there's that. So the new moon is a time for fresh starts, new beginnings. This would be a time that is great to do shadow work. And again, we talked about that just a few episodes back. It gets a little hairy. So it's not that you can only do it on the new moon, but I would really suggest starting on the new moon if you are going to start diving into shadow work. And remember how we talked about taking little breaks in between, but not taking like super long breaks. This is a great idea if you wanted to just use the first parts of the new moon to start your shadow work and then pull back after, you know, that new moon phase is over and step into a different phase. And that way it gives you little breaks and you can get more consistent with your timing and you're not feeling so rushed with it. It's a great time to acknowledge our dark side, and that goes along with the shadow work. We can pretend all we want that we are just these beautiful, amazing, tree-hugging, peace and love, healing people, but we all have that little bit of a dark side in us. We just tried not to acknowledge it most of the time. Again, we kind of talked about this in that episode where we talked about shadow work, but if you tell me you don't have any bit of darkness in you whatsoever, you are total love and light, I'll believe you because you believe that, and that's all that matters. And that's all I'm going to say about that part of it. It is really a good time for setting goals and setting your intentions. This would be a great time to kind of journal in and set intentions and goals for the upcoming month, you know, and you're kind of setting up for what you want to happen, not just with your magical world, but in your life in general. It's a great time to just kind of look forward and push yourself and set limits that are unattainable so that you're striving harder and further in everything. It's also great for new love beginnings. So a lot of times people fall in love during the new moon phase area, and I think it's really cool because actually Travis and I did, and then that's when I met him, was during the new moon, and I knew it was love. I mean, you guys heard the story. You've heard me go on and gaga about him, but it's really a great time for a new love beginning. So this would be a great time to do some love spells. If you're getting into a new relationship and you want it to progress, this would be a great time to start using some of those things and starting some love spells and just kind of getting it out there and moving forward. So that way when the full moon comes, you can kind of juice that up a little bit more. And we'll talk about that here in just a few. What I mean by all of that part of it. It's also a great time for letting go of the past, and this kind of ties in with the whole shadow work. As we dive into our past, we need to learn to understand what created that, what from the past has created the problems or the feelings or the situations that we're having, and then that way we can let go of them. You can't get a fresh start without letting go of shit. So this is all ties together and is a really great way to kind of move forward and take yourself out of the bullshit you've been through and kind of move on with it all. So the waxing moon, now I remember this by wax on, so I think of the waxing moon as I'm like waxing the moon on and making it bigger. If you use your left hand and kind of cup it like a C, that's the shape that the moon will be when it's a waxing moon. And you guys are probably like, Cassie, we know what the fucking moon phases are. We're not stupid like you. You probably are. You're probably better than me about that part because I really suck with it. So that's how I remember. I make a C with my left hand and, you know, do the wax on. And that's how I know what moon phase, waxing moon is, because I'm stupid with that part of it. I'm seriously, guys, I'm not trying to be down on myself, but I really have a big problem with it. With the waxing and the waning and remembering which one. If I don't make the C, like, you know, when you're trying to do left and right, if you're blonde like me and you hold up thumbs and the finger and make the L to see which one is left. Yeah, that's literally me with the waxing and waning, trying to see which one is like wax on, wax off. So yeah, I know I have problems. So the waxing moon phase is a time of growing and expanding. The moon is getting stronger. It's becoming more full with each day it passes. It grows more. So this is a time of growing and moving forward and really working on those goals and intentions that we had set during the new moon phase. Bath magic is used a lot during this, and I have not really looked into bath magic a lot. I've heard of it, but I have never really dabbled in it myself, which is kind of odd that we're we're talking about it because I just got a bath bomb in my Goddess Provisions August box. It was the Empath's Toolkit, and it's got a crystal in it. So I'm kind of actually really excited to take a bath now, and not that I don't, like, bathe or anything. I just prefer showers. Because I'm probably thinking, oh my gosh, she's excited to take a bath. This bitch hasn't showered in forever. No, guys, I just prefer to shower. But I do take baths every now and then, but I don't have time is my problem. Because when I'm in there and I take a bath, I want to be in there for like hours and soak. And then the water gets cold. And then I have to add more hot water because I got cold. And then I'm in there forever. And then I end up like dozing off. It's a whole situation. So anyway, my point is, it's just kind of crazy that we're sitting here talking about bath magic when I got a bath bomb with a crystal in it that I can't wait to use. So maybe tonight I will do that. But it's really a time of growth. So another thing that people do around this time is sympathetic magic. And you're probably like, what the fuck is that? Well, sympathetic magic is a time to not only think about yourself, but helping others. There's so many different parts of it, honestly, of sympathetic magic that you can literally break it down into so many different parts. But for me, I look at it as helping others because I'm a healer. That's just me. I identify with healing and I try to fix problems. That's just me. I am a healer. But I try to take the waxing moon phase to grow as a healer and help others. This may be something like boosting something within their life or even your own life. This is a great time to boost your lover's confidence, help them kind of embrace themselves in a way, because we all lose that confidence and we all forget. We get so comfortable in our roles as husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, wife, husband, husband, you know, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case may be. We get so caught up in that role that we sometimes forget we have to keep that other person feeling what they felt when they fell in love with us, because it's easy to fade, especially in today's times. Life is so fast moving and there's so much shit just going on all the time, and especially right now with the whole, you know, COVID scare still being a big situation, it's more important than ever that we are literally boosting each other up and really showing the people that we are with how much we care about them and how important they are to us, and that we still have that love for them that we had in the beginning. So if we do that and we boost them, they're going to boost us right back. They're gonna share it. And if they don't, then maybe they're just not the right person. And you'll learn that. But hey, that's a whole nother topic we'll talk about later. So this is also a great time to work on spells that will boost your career or help you grow further in your career path. Now, I know that not a lot of people want to tie in magic with their work. They want to kind of forget about work. But honestly, think of it this way. If you boost your career and all of that, then you're kind of boosting your income flow, which means you could buy more crystals and more altar items and more candles and more oils and more witchy things for yourself. So it is what it is. It does help, I promise. But it's all about growth, guys, because the moon is growing and we're growing and we're getting stronger. So it's a great time to take advantage of that and use that power to kind of grow with it. The big one. The full moon. So the full moon, obviously you guys have heard so many things. I mean, people are always like, oh my God, it's full moon out, everything's gonna go to hell, everything's gonna be horrible, blah, 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 blah. I love full moons. They're unpredictable, things are fucking crazy, it's always intense. Something weird happens every full moon. And I love it. I do. I don't know if it's just part of me that loves weird shit or what, but I love that we have that. We can just depend on some bullshit happening, something crazy happening during the full moon. It's like, there's not a lot of things you could depend on in the world today, but you can depend on the full moon fucking something up. Kind of like Mercury in retrograde. It's going to fuck something up, and it's never good, but it's fun to watch if it's not you. So the full moon makes everything extra intense. You can do any spell under the full moon, and it will intensify. So if you've been kind of scared to do some of these other spells during different times or whatever the case may be, the full moon, you can literally do any spell under it and it's going to be intense and it will really just kind of take off. It is a really good time if you're kind of, what's the word I want to use? weary about your powers if you don't have, you know, you're not that confident in yourself. The full moon is a great time to do a spell because it will intensify the spell itself, and therefore it'll help you realize how powerful you really are, because we tend to second guess ourselves, but we just let it go. And that brings me to another point. Always trust your instincts under the full moon, because as a witch, the full moon is really intensified, like I just said, but it also really ties with us and we kind of unite with it, even though we may not always feel it. But your gut is not going to let you down. Your instincts will literally be right on during the full moon, always. So if something seems shady or something seems up and it's during the full moon, trust that shit. Trust yourself, trust your instincts, trust your gut. Something is fucking up and follow it, because something ain't right. Again, this is a great time to make moon water, and that can be used in spells for anything. Moon water is great to have to boost spells or different things. Just, it's great to have all the time. I always make moon water, and I have it in a decanter here in my witch room. I use it all the time for different things. Actually, I have a few pieces of meteorite that I have inside my moon water decanter, so it's really cool to have that. I do have to be careful though when I pour it out, so don't pour out the little piece of meteorite in it, but it is what it is. Don't keep stagnant moon water around for a while. Make sure that you do recycle it and get fresh moon water from time to time. You can do it in a ritualistic form. When you get rid of it, you can pour on some very important flowers or water your flowers with it or whatever the case may be, but you do want to make sure you do change it out every once in a while, especially if you're going to drink the moon water. A lot of people are very, very into drinking the moon water and harnessing the full power of the moon. If you are not one of those people, you don't really have to worry about that much, but it is really important if you are going to drink it, that's not sat there forever, and that the decanter is clean, everything else, because you don't want to catch anything or get, you know, whatever. This is a great time to charge your crystals when you are during the full moon, and this is something that you can do just by setting them out. And again, with the moon water, same concept, is you want to put it out at nighttime when it's dark out, but you want to pull it in before the sun comes out. And it doesn't have to sit out there all fucking night. Honestly, it gets set out there for just a few hours. During the summer, it's really hard to, sometimes, especially if you don't have to be at work till, you know, a little bit later in the morning or something. Or just the simple fact that the fucking sun rises at like 5 in the morning. You may not make it out there if you leave it out overnight. But now that we're entering into fall, and we're getting closer to the equinox coming up, the days are getting longer, so the days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, so the sun's going to be not rising until later, so you have a better chance of putting your moon water and your crystals out at night before bed, and then pulling them back in before morning, before the sun comes out. So it's not like you have to rush so much, but this is a great time for all that, because a lot of times we use crystals in our spells, and it's just great to have them charged. If you get yourself on a schedule of remembering to know that, okay, the full moon's coming up, I need to go ahead and make my moon water and charge my crystals. And again, I want to reiterate, we touched on this in season one, you do not have to do it on the exact full moon day. I think it's September 7th for the full moon, for next full moon. If you do it on the 6th or the 8th, you're completely fine. It's not going to be like, oh my god, they're completely fucked up because I did it a day early or a day late. No, dude, you're fine. Trust me. It's good. It's completely fine. You're still harnessing the power of the full moon. It's completely okay, I promise you. Trust me, we've all missed it, or we've had to adapt because of work or children or whatever the case may be. We've all had to adapt, so it's not something that you're going to ruin if you do it like a day off. And during the full moon, our psychic abilities are also like super heightened. So this ties in, again, with trusting your instincts. This would be a great time to practice divination during the full moon and start, you know, really trusting what you're doing and feeling. And we're getting closer to Samhain anyway, which is when the veil is at its thinnest. So the closer we get, the more things are going to come through, and our psychic abilities are going to become stronger anyway, because Samhain is the time that the veil's thinnest. So between both worlds, and it's really cool once you start embracing all that and really get your divination abilities down. It's really awesome to communicate on Samhain and that whole time frame. It's not like just that one night on October 31st that, okay, the veil's thin, and then tomorrow it's thick as fuck again. No, it's literally like the moon phases. It takes time. So, literally, we are getting closer and closer to Samhain, which means the veil is thinning even more and more and more, and it'll start thickening again after Samhain and growing back. So the summer is when it's at its, you know, the thickest, and things aren't as super. So that's why a lot of the haunted stuff you see happening is usually in the winter time, because that's when it's thinnest, is when it's cooler out the fall and winter, and that's when we can communicate easier and better. So, again, with the psychic ability, it's really heightened right now and intensified during the full moon. So take advantage of that. Do some divination. Set yourself up with a schedule of, okay, so you want to practice this and this and this during the full moon. You want to remember to charge your crystals. You want to remember to make your moon water, and so on. Meditation is really good during the full moon too, because it kind of helps open up everything. Our brains and our minds and our bodies and our souls are just more enlightened during the full moon, as which is we just kind of have that natural connection. So everything is kind of opened up and heightened. My words are not working. But no, it's a really good time to kind of meditate on things and look for answers and for light and clarity towards what you want to do next. And then, again, this is what brought me up to the whole preparing for the love spells and everything like that, and intensifying and being our partners up, because this is a great time for sex magic, is during the full moon. And we're going to do a whole episode on sex magic later and different things. We'll kind of tie in a few things together, because there's a lot to go into with that. And it's all about timing and the right partner and all of that. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to sex magic, so I don't want to really dive into it here and just kind of half-ass it. So we'll really dive into sex magic later when we have more time. On to the waning moon. And so during the waning moon, the moon is basically getting darker because it's going away. Not really going away, you know what I mean, though. It's like your right hand C. We're doing the C cup on the right hand. And it's becoming darker, you know, and my words are not coming out, guys. I've had a really interesting day. Anyway, so this is a time of closing, a time to finalize things, to really just kind of reflect on things that have happened and prepare yourself for the new moon and what you want to have happen during that time. Banishing is a lot of times done during the waning moon. And it's, you don't necessarily have to banish a person from your life, but you can banish feelings for that person. Sometimes it's impossible to banish a person from your life because you just can't. But you can banish your feelings towards that person to make those go away, which makes it easier for you to deal with life when that person is going to be a part of it. So I've been lucky. I don't have a bad ex or anything. But a lot of times there are people, there are witches who have a child whose father is a dick and they don't want him part of their life anymore, but they can't also cut that person out because it's their child's father. So ridding yourself of those feelings is a really good way to move forward without having to cause harm to your child by taking their father out of the picture completely. We're not talking about murdering them, you know, or just making them go away, but it'll really help to release those anger feelings you have towards them, so that you can move on with your life and not have that haste and hostility in there. At the same time, this is a really good time for cord cutting. And this would be something that if they have an attachment to you or you have an attachment to them, this is a great time to break that attachment. I had a witch reach out to me here just this past week. She has an attachment on her and her spouse. And it's pretty intense. Two other witches have come into their life and things were going great, and then all of a sudden they did not go great, and so I suggested she do a cord cutting and some banishing shit, and just kind of rid every bit of it. Also, if you are ever dealing with another witch in your life and things go to shit, definitely, definitely, definitely keep an eye on your home for a hex bag. It could be in your car, it could be in your home somewhere hidden. Witches who fuck with that, they like to hide their hex bags in very hard to find places, places that you would never think to look. Under the hood of your car, in your fucking gas cap, under your driver's pedal or your brake pedal, or under the back side of your toilet where you would never fucking look, or, you know, attached to the back of your toilet. They can put them fucking anywhere. The whole point of that stuff is to put them in places you would not ever normally find if you, unless you were fucking searching hardcore for it. So, if you ever do have bad experiences with other witches that have been in your home or in your car, or have any opportunity to be, even if you've never let them in there, but there's a chance they could have gotten in there somehow without you knowing, be very cautious and check, check for hex bags. And if you find one, be very cautious without you get rid of it. You can always reach out to me, thebasicwitch@gmail.com, or thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. You can hit me up on the Facebook group, or just even respond in the Facebook group, and we'll go from there, and we'll all help you to properly get rid of it so it doesn't backfire on you, because a lot of those hex bags are set up that if they are found by the person they are intended for and that person destroys them, that they get like 10 times more of a hex or curse on them than without finding it at all. So that's definitely something to not fuck with and be cautious. And like I said, if you guys ever come, you know, around any of that, reach out. We will help you with that 100%. This is also a great time just to rid yourself of fear and insecurities. As we grow on our path, we become very set in our ways and different things, and we become insecure about different things, and we don't trust ourselves enough. And this kind of goes back to the whole full moon part of trusting your gut and trusting your instincts. But we also have a lot of insecurities, and we have fears of things coming back on us, and just in general fears, as well, you know, of everything, not just our craft, but fucking everything. I've got a lot of phobias, but this is a great time to work on ridding those fears and those insecurities and kind of helping yourself move forward. And that is a really big important part of keeping along on our paths, that we are following ourselves in a way that we are trusting ourselves. And none of that just made sense, but I hope you get what I'm saying. I don't know why my words didn't come out the way I wanted. Again, it's been a really long, long ass week. As we move on, we're going to start dabbling into other and broadening ourselves, but we become insecure because we don't know if, you know, we're doing the right thing or whatever. You need to cut that shit. Trust your instincts. If you went on this path for some reason, that reason must be pretty damn good for you to be on it. So trust your gut, trust your instincts, rid yourself of that fear and those insecurities. Fuck that. You are amazing, and don't let anybody ever tell you different, or I will hurt them. Promise you. I love you all. I think you're all badass and y'all rock. So don't let anybody ever bring it down, because it's not cool. It's not cool. No gatekeeping here, damn it. Okay, so yeah, that's the moon phases and how we can really kind of harness them into our craft and use the energy from the different moons to, or phases, to kind of create our own destinies with things, really. I mean, we're just kind of intensifying things and using it to our advantage. We're manipulating our spells based on the powers of the moon, harnessing them, and then throwing them into our magic. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then I want to kind of go over some little tips and techniques. I was kind of making a list of for spells, things that I do when I'm going to do a new spell or kind of create a new spell. I just kind of want to go over this little checklist that I had created, because I thought it was kind of cool and it would definitely help some people. I've had a lot of people reach out to me this past couple weeks by email asking questions, and this was one of the topics, so I thought it'd be really good to share with everybody else. So I'm gonna take a quick break. I need a cigarette really badly, which I really need to quit smoking, but that's a whole nother situation. But yeah, I'm gonna go smoke real quick, and then we will dive right into all of that part. All right, so we kind of broke this down in another episode, I think way back in season one, but I'm just kind of gonna give you guys a quick rundown of and again, just to be on the safe side. Again, I'm not gatekeeping. I'm not telling you when you do a spell, fucking do it this way, or you're not a witch, because that's fucking stupid. Because again, there's no wrong way to be a witch, so do whatever flies for you. But this is just my little checklist thing that I do. So first thing I do is I have an idea of what I want to do a spell of, or in general, like what's going on, and I do a divination of some sort on it. Usually it's tarot cards or oracle cards or pendulum, you know, reading, just to make sure that I have that confirmation that I'm doing what I need to do. And that's just me. That's my own personal preference. I just like to have that reassurance that I'm doing something correctly, or I'm on the right path, or, you know, I should go forward with this. So, after that, the next thing is to decide what your goal or purpose is. What do you wish to gain out of this spell? What do you want the outcome to be? Because that has a big part of what type of spell you're going to do and how you're going to make it all happen. So, you know, are you wanting to bind someone? Are you wanting to freeze someone? Are you wanting to cut them out? Are you wanting to boost yourself? Are you wanting to boost your bank, your financial goals? Do you want a career boost? Is it a love spell? Things like that. Try and figure out what your aim is. Then, after that, you decide what type of spell you're going to do. Is it just going to be a simple incantation where you just say the things and you move forward? Is it something that you're going to use sigils for? Is it something that you're going to do candle magic with, or color magic? Or are you going to use crystals? Are you going to use herbs? Go from there. And it can be very simple, or it can be very fucking elaborate. It's completely up to you. It's literally your magic. I'm just giving you guys some tips of what I do and explaining what I do with it. So once I determine what type of spell I do, then I do some research. I make sure that, say I'm doing a love spell, I go through and I know that rose quartz is good for that. And I know, you know, what herbs to use, and I know what essential oils to use. I know what kind of colors to go along with all of that. But if I'm doing something that I'm not sure about, I will do some research and I'll check my books and I will kind of find the best things to use for that specific spell or that specific purpose. Money spell, I could do one real easily with a green candle and a needle or a knife or something to carve that in it, you know, the dollar sign in it, and then a quick incantation and that's done. It's nothing that has to be elaborate. I do that over several days and weeks to kind of spread that out until the candle is completely burned out, and bam, there's my money spell. You could do spell jars with it either. It just kind of depends on what you want to do. Also, another part to keep important that I kind of forgot to add in there is timing. How fast do you want to see results? Is this something that can possibly feasibly happen just like that in the snap if that's what you're aiming for? You have to have patience. You cannot expect your spell to do a spell where you strengthen your bank account or have, you know, financial gain and you wake up tomorrow and have $8 million in your account. That's just not feasible. That's just not practical. That's just not what witchcraft is. It just is not. So try to be reasonable with your spells. Try to have patience that they will come in time, because not everything is going to ferment right away. You can do a love spell where you meet your soulmate, and it's not going to be, you're going to walk out your door and there's your fucking soulmate standing in your backyard. That's just not how it works. So do keep that in mind when you're doing it. So you've done your research, you decide what you want to do, all of that. Now you're going to gather all your shit, you're going to prep everything, gather your shit. This is where you determine what kind of atmosphere you want. Is it something where people are a part of it? Is it by yourself? Do you need to get a lock of someone's hair? That's not for hexing, for love spells or whatever. But, you know, gather all your shit together, get it all there, and then when you are ready, do the spell. And then, after that, I want you to stop, and I want you to record your journey in your magic journaling. I'm not saying I want you to do this, I do this, but loud ass fucking truck right on cue. This is what I do. It's very helpful, especially in the beginning. And I still do it. I started off doing it because a witch told me that it was a great idea and she really grew from it. And so I started doing it, and now I pass this knowledge on to you guys. Record in your journal what you're doing if you want to. You don't have to. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm suggesting that you do it. Yeah. So honestly, guys, it's really helpful if you do that, because then you can look back and say, okay, well, this wasn't as strong as I thought it was. Maybe I should adjust this, or maybe I should do that, or maybe I should change what time of the month I do it under a different fucking moon phase. See how that all ties in? But no, really. Record it. Reflect on it. See where things, you know, what happened. See if something went fucking amazingly, then, hey, you have proof that, yeah, I went through, I did this, and it worked great, so you can reflect back on that later and know that if you have to do that spell again for yourself, or you have to share that with someone else, because you can share your spells if you want to, they do not have to be only yours, then you know that it works. So it's really good to kind of journal and keep all that information and just record what you're doing so you know. Then, if you are going back and your spell didn't work quite like you wanted to, you can adapt it. You can take the notes from what you learned and make the changes and then re-tackle that spell. Do it again. Try a different path. Try different things with it. Add different variations or whatever the case may be, and then you can do it again. So that's just kind of how I do my spell things and how I come up with them. Just another reminder, we did talk about this in season one, but your incantation, your words, they don't have to rhyme at all. If you don't want to rhyme, don't fucking rhyme. If you want to rhyme, rhyme. It's completely up to you, because, say it with me, there's no wrong way to be a witch. So, yeah. Don't let anybody make you feel like you have to do this or you have to do that or you're not a real witch. Please just keep in mind when I say I want you to do this or I want you to do that or whatever in here, I'm not telling you how to be a witch. I'm not telling you what to fucking do. I'm guiding you, suggesting, and telling you how I do things. I really need to work on rewording my things. That way I'm not sounding so, do this now, blah, blah, blah. No, because I'm not a gatekeeper, so we're just not going to do that. But no, it is really important that you guys understand that I'm not telling you how to do things or what to do or you must do it this way. I just want you guys to know that you have options and you don't have to do everything blindly. That there are ways. These are my tips, my tricks, and things I do. So I just want to share that with y'all. Other than that, yeah. If y'all need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, it does take me a day or two with emails sometimes because I get a lot. TheBasicWitch2020@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. I forgot to start the discussion of last week's episode in the Facebook group. I will do that today. You guys, I just had so much. Only like maybe another week and I can tell you guys about what I was talking about last week. My stuff that's going on that I can't talk about, which I'm super excited because it's going to be amazing shit. But once my spell completely comes to fruition this coming week, I believe it should be this coming and maybe next week. I'm not 100% sure how it's going to turn out as far as time-wise, but I know that it's happening. Then I will be able to fill you guys all in, and you will know why I've been a basket case. And you guys will completely understand and know, oh, hey, she's not fucking crazy. She just had this big shit happening. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be able to share that on next episode. Hopefully, fingers crossed. If not, it'll be the episode after that. I'm positive of it. Yeah, so if y'all need anything, let me know. Like I said, I'm going to try out some new theme songs. And we'll kind of take a vote on which one we all like best and go from there. And if you don't want to vote, don't vote. I don't care. It's, honestly, it's okay. I just need something in there besides me jumping in. It's something to break the monotony of my annoying-ass voice. So that's it for today. Yeah, definitely let me know what you... If you need help with anything, reach out if you have any suggestions for future episodes, anything you want me to talk about. Or if you just need someone to talk to because you're stressed or frustrated or whatever. So reach out to me and yeah, I'll talk to y'all later. Bless be. Bye.